WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. It's been 17 years since the first X-Men movie, in which Australian actor Hugh Jackman made his debut as Logan, also known as the Wolverine. The latest standalone Wolverine film, Logan, is the first to receive an R rating for violence and language. Film critic David Edelstein has seen it. He says he was stunned and amazed.
It's incredibly bleak. It's staggeringly violent. Major characters go down in showers of blood and gore. I've seen worse, but never from such a wholesome corporate enterprise like Marvel, with a target audience so young. Logan is rated R, but tell me 10-year-olds won't find ways to see it. On its own terms, the movie is a crackerjack piece of work. The writing is superb, the staging resourceful, the acting intense. I just found it hard to reconcile its scorched earth aesthetic with its X-Men predecessors. The giddy tales of so-called mutants coming to terms with their bodies and place in society seem so far away now, like fairy tales. Now it's about watching Hugh Jackman's Logan, aka the Wolverine, stick his talons through the throats of sundry assassins. When the movie opens, Logan is passed out in the limo he drives by day, drunk and apathetic to anything but earning money to buy a boat and sail away with Patrick Stewart's X-Men headmaster, Charles Xavier, who seems to be melting down in old age into a psychic lethal weapon. Logan is ill too, eaten away by adamantium, the super metal that allows him to decapitate, dismember, and disembowel anyone who tries to take him out. On the basis of Logan, I'd guess director James Mangold and his co-screenwriters, Scott Frank and Michael Green, aren't sanguine about the future. In dribs and drabs, they fill in the big picture. The mutants of previous X-Men movies are dead or incapacitated, and the government seems to be exterminating the rest. The military has joined forces with pharmaceutical companies to do hideous experiments on Mexican women. Kids who escape those labs flee to sanctuary in Canada. Two people are dogging Logan, a Mexican woman pleading for help for a mysterious, mute little girl named Laura, played by Daphne Keene, and a semi-mutant, I don't know quite what he is, played by Boyd Holbrook, who's hunting Laura and anyone trying to protect her. Logan is basically a long chase movie, like Terminator 2, with a dollop of Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, the one where the supposedly hard-hearted Max ended up leading a bunch of children to safety. There are also direct invocations of the classic cornball western Shane, which little Laura watches on TV while she, Logan, and Charles spend the night with a black family whose farm is being threatened by a colossal agribusiness. Logan gets to do his own Shane showdown scene when he accompanies the farmer, Munson, played by Eric LaSalle, to the neighboring property, which the agribusiness now owns. The company's lackeys regularly shut off the pump supplying water to Munson's house and menace him when he comes to restart it.
Hey there, Mr. Munson. You understand you're trespassing right now, right?
I have an easement with the previous owner of your property.
Previous being the operative word. Who's this?
Just a guy telling you to get back in your nice truck and go play somewhere else.
Hey, Carl. It looks like Mr. Munson hires some muscle.
Looks that way.
He's a friend of mine.
Friend with a big mouth.
I hear that a lot.
And you probably hear this, too.
More than I'd like.
And you know the drill. I'm gonna count to three, and you're gonna start walking away.
I got rights to this one.
One.
I have a lawyer now.
Two. Three.
You all right, boss?
You know the drill. Get the hell out of here.
That first crunch was the bad guy's nose breaking. The second, Logan crumbling the guy's rifle. In middle age, Hugh Jackman is still muscled up and ropey. The veins in his arms stand out alarmingly, and he brings everything, animal rage and mute despair to what could be Logan's last stand. Patrick Stewart declaims and howls as if gearing up for his inevitable King Lear. Little Daphne Keene is terrifyingly assured as she rips people's heads off. And there's a remarkable turn by Stephen Merchant as a son-averse albino mutant called Caliban. Despite the name out of Shakespeare, he's like a tottering little scold from Samuel Beckett's Endgame. And this is an endgame of sorts for the X-Men series, which is not to say there won't be prequels and reboots and parallel time scenarios. I'm ambivalent about the level of carnage in Logan and the depth of its nihilism, but I can't remember the last time a superhero picture has left me so ravaged.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.